Shavuot Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Tet. And the last thing we finished were the little parables of Rabbi Meir, and we spoke about the three psukim, which are the only three that we have left the record of how Rabbi Meir introduced us. Anyway, so we're up to Omer LeKof LeRabbi Gamliel. So this Kofar said, you know, the way that the Torah presents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a ganav. Elohechem ganav, dechtiv ayapel Hashem Elohim tardim al adam vayishan. In order for the Isha to be created, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu first put Adam to sleep, and then he took out the tzela. So he stole it. Amalei Barte, so the daughter of the Kefir said to Rabbi Gamliel, let me handle this. My father's wild. Shavke, Anamad Ranavai, I'm going to answer him. Okay, so the next morning, she goes over, tells her father, I need a lawyer. Tuli Dukas Echad. Omala, what do you need it for? Because we were robbed at night. At least in Baalino Alayla, they took a Kitan Shal Kesef. Can you imagine the chutzpah? And they gave us a Kitan Shal Zav instead. So he said to her, wish we had gotten of him like that coming to our house every day, you know? What's your problem? So she said, oh, so then lo yafeh yalo la'adam harishon, not only then a tzela achat, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was steal one tzela. And what does he get back? He gets back a maid, does everything in the house, does the laundry, raises the kids. Wasn't that kedai? So he said to her, what I meant was that I'm not saying it wasn't a good thing to do, but it should be done in the open while he's awake. Lishkalei ba'aday. I mean, why does he have to fool around by putting him into anesthesia? So she said to him, okay, if that's the case. Well, she wasn't saying he was mamish a ganav, but she was saying he goes around like a ganav, as if there's some doubts about the teiva that he's doing. So she said to him, okay, bring me umtzah to Bisra. So this is obviously not immediately, you would have known what she's trying to get to. So bring me just a big piece of raw meat from the butcher. So they brought her some. So she takes it as it is, throws it under this campfire, and then she takes piece out, and she says, here, have some. He says, it's disgusting. He said, well, that's exactly the same thing. If you don't see... If you don't go into the kitchen and see everything that's going on, you know. So the same thing over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Adam Rishon to have respect for Chava. He didn't want to see the whole process of creating Chava. So because of that, he put him to sleep. You know what? I know where your God is sitting, I know what he's doing, and everything about him. What's he going to say? You know, how's he going to prove that he doesn't know? Anyway, meanwhile, Rabbi Gamliel started moaning, ay. So he says, what's wrong? What's going on? No, he said, I'm so happy. Because I've been miserable and haven't been thinking about my son, who's been away for years. He's overseas and no way to contact him. Yeshli gaguino love, I want to see him so badly. Now that you're here, being a demachavisle, please, can you please put me in contact with my son? So the guy says, how am I supposed to know where your son is? I'm like, you don't know anything that's going on in this planet, and you claim to know what's going on in the Shemayim, you know? Ikabar lo yada, ikab Shemayim yadiyad. Another time, a kofar said to Rabbi Gamliel, you know, what's so great about God? It says, Moneh mispala kochavim. He gives a number to God, the stars. I can also count the stars. Takes a little time, but all right, I can count the stars too. I say chavushi. So Rabbi Gamliel brings some chavushim, some quinces, and he puts it into this bucket, and he starts twirling the bucket around. He says, okay, how many are there here? The guy says, well, hold on a minute. Stop, you're moving. How am I supposed to count them while they're moving? I'm like, well, last I saw... You know, the heavens are moving around. You're going to count all of those stars while everything is moving? Some say that he told Rabbi Gamliel, I know the number. I have the number of the stars. Okay, so another time said, How many teeth and molars do you have? So he puts his finger in his mouth, try to count his teeth. I'm like, you don't even know what's in your own mouth, you idiot. I'm going to come from the Galil. Another time, Misha barim lo bara ruach. Shenamar kinei yotzer arim uvare ruach. We find that there are yotzrim, and there are, so apparently there's a god who's a yotzer, and there's another god who's a bore. So Rabbi Gamliel said, so when it says by Adam was one organism, it says, in one place it says Vayivra, and in the other place is Vayitzer. We have those two accounts of Adam Rishon. Vayivra Elohim et Adam b'tzalmo. So how do you explain if it's two different gods that are making the same man? Ochinami Misha Barazeh, Lo Barazeh. So I mean, if you're going to tell me that that's the case, so what do you do about, let's say, we've got like a tiny little area in a face, right? And in that face, you've got Shnei Nikavim, you've got a place for an ear and a place for an eye. Now, obviously, it's not the same God who created one that created the other, because it says, Hanota ozen alo yishma, im yotzer ayin alo yabit. So one is a noteya and one is a yotzer. So now that means that, I mean, within a space of a couple of inches, you've got two gods working on it. Yes, he says, absolutely. Look, you can't ignore the pasuk. The pasuk says it's two different gods. So how is it, I just wonder, that how is it that at the time that this person dies, all of these different gods got together to make sure that they're going to take away their part, you know, at exactly the same time? Very strange, you know. Guy seems to die in his ears, same time he seems to die in his eyes. So one of these Amgushas is a Eved Avedazara, or he's Amgushas, a Lashon of a magician, but refers to the Zoroastrians. So Nimi Palgach li Eloi du Hurmiz, and Mipalgach le Tatoi da Ar Hurmiz. Tosh has a different gear, so he has a difference between Hurmiz and Hurmin, so that he has the upper half of the body being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their name for the gods of the good, as opposed to the gods of the bad. So they basically split up the Bria between Or v'Choshech. So the part of the human body that is filled with understanding, brains, and taking in the air and so on, that part is the clean part. And then you've got the dirty part, you know, where all the beneath the diaphragm is the dirty part. That's where all the junk is happening. So he said to him, I'm so curious, said Amemar, how is it that Ahurmiz allows Hurmiz to pass all of the sewer water through his territory? You've got all the stuff coming down through the bottom of the body. Okay, the Gra has a different, the Hurmiz and the Hurmiz, it's just the opposite. That how is it that all of this garbage coming through your mouth would be coming through the territory of the area that has a brain, and that he understands it that way. Omale kesel Rabbi Tanchum. You know, tola havikulan la'amachad. It's time to jump ahead, after all. And it says in the Pasuk that eventually, ozafoch la'amim, it'd be sofa berura, we're all going to be together, and we're going to be la'avdei shchem echad. Why don't we do that now? Peace to all men, and we get together. Said Rabbi Tanchum, it's a great idea. You know, there's only one problem. We can't become like you because we're already muhalim. How are we supposed to get unmoiled? But you guys, you know, you all have foreskins. Why don't you cut them all off and become like us? So, anand mal inan lo matzinam avik avataychu. But you guys, all you need to do is get yourselves a brit mila, and then you can be like us. I think we should actually take that idea very seriously. So Caesar said, all right, smart aleck, Meimar Shapir Ka'amrit, all right, you beat me on this one, but you got a little bit of a problem, mister, because the law here is that anybody who embarrasses the king by winning him at a chess game, and certainly in a debate, is thrown into a cage of wild animals. So they picked up Rabbi Tanchum, and they threw him into the beaver. But the animals didn't do anything. They just sat there, and he was sitting around, and the lions are walking around, and nobody's doing anything, and he's fine. So I had to let him out. So it was a tzaduki that was there, and he said, doesn't mean anything. The reason I didn't eat Rabbi Tanchum is they're just not hungry in there, obviously. So they picked up the tzeduki, threw him in, and they ate him up. So that was the nice cleansing. All right. So shadu leila didei v'yachalu adavaisa. You say, said the kofer to Rabbi Gamliel, that every place where you get 10 Jews together, you've got a minyan. And in that minyan, you could say Kedusha because the Shekhinah is shared there. How many Shekhinahs are there? So Kama Shekhinah Ta'ika. So Rabbi Gamliel said, bring in your attendant over here. He's really a chutzpanyak. Attendant walks in, Gamliel hits him on the neck. Amalei, I don't understand. You let the son into the house over here without any asking permission? Amalei, what? Shim shakule almanecha, but the son's all over. How am I supposed to stop the son? So said Rabbi Gamliel, amen. If the son, which is only one of tens of thousands, Alfe Rebbe of Shamashe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So what is this little local star over here? That's enough to shine on every place in the world and you can't control it, you're telling me, huh? So Shechinta the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're talking about the Shechina, and that's a problem of how it would be all over? Halachat kama v'kama. Omalei humina l'Rabbi Abo. You know, your God is a clown. He likes to make fun of his Nevi'im. He's got a good sense of humor. First he goes ahead and he says to Yechezkel, okay, you have to lie on your left side, right? And then, two psukim later, he says, you have to lie on your right side. So, yeah, obviously he's getting around. So a Talmud came along and said, at the same time, Rebbe, can you explain, like, what is the meaning of Shemitah? Why is it we have to leave our fields every 7 years? So Rabbi Abba said, okay, good that both of you came. I have something that is very useful for both of you. So Hashem in Lokal Milsa de Shavu L'Tarvayu. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Zir'u Sheish V'Shmita Sheva. So plant your crops for 6 years, and then you have to take your 7th year and teach yourself, Skedesh Tedu She'aret Sheli, that the earth is mine. Ve'en lo asuke. They didn't do that. Elachatu V'galu. Because of that, they were chayiv golus. Now look, minaga shalolam. I mean, you look around in the world, and a melech bas v'dom, shesarchal of medina. I mean, a country actually rebels against a melech. So what does he do? I mean, okay, it depends what kind of guy he is. You know, if he's one of these real achzorim, is very cruel, always seeking to establish his absolute rule, he'll kill the whole place. So he basically massacres them. Orek es kula. If he's a nice kind of guy, imrachmanu, he only massacres half of them. If he's like, wow, very, very special, rachman, mole, rachamim. All right, so what he'll do is he'll take the great people from the country and he'll mimiyaser them a little bit to teach everyone a lesson. But he won't do anything to the guy in the street. Afkach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miaseret Yisrael, kedei lemarek avonateim shi Yisrael. So because they were mechal shvius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rachman molei rachamim. So all he did, he was miaser Yecheskel, and he showed Klal Yisrael that they deserve Yisrael. Omele Yahu mina l'Rebbe Abo. You know, I would assume that your God is a Kohen, because it says v'yikuli truma, you only take truma for Kohenim. So then it says that he was the one that was Vayikboroto, he buried Moshe. But a Kohen had to be, afterwards, had to be Matayr himself to eat Truma. So what was he Tevel in? V'chitem Abamaya, what are you going to tell me? He found a place to be Tevel himself in water. But it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mima Dad B'Sha'alomai, that he took all the world in his, all the water in the world, and he measured it, you know, in his hand. So said Rabbi Abu, no, he actually went to a mikvah fire. Tichtev kinei Hashem be'esh yavo. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into the fire. So this mean asks him, but whoever heard of a mikvah of fire? That's not going to be metayer. Umisalka tvilusa benura. Omar le adarabba, ikar tvilusa benura. The main type of tayrag is in a fire. V'oraya, when it comes to kashering the kalim that we were talking about when we came back from the war with Midian, So it says over there, Kol asher lo yavo ba'esh, whatever can't be put into the fire, taviru b'mayim, but whatever can be put into a fire should be put into a fire. Okay, obviously, there's all types of pirushim of the Ramazim here and so on, but basically, the idea of making fun of the apikuras and being knowing how to answer somebody, putting him in his place, at the same time that you're bramistic things, at the same time that you're being humorous, is the Gemara's trying to illustrate. Who is similar to Klal Yisrael? Totally unique people. What's so unique about them? My ribotayu. Atonami arvitu bada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers you to be exactly the same as the rest of us. Nothing. Kol ha-goyim ka'ayin negdo. All the goyim, all of the nations on earth are like nothing before him. Omar Lay, Sir Ravina said to him, what's the matter with you? You guys have your own prophets, right? So who's your top prophet? It was Bilam, that he was the greatest of all of the prophets. He was not Jewish, and he was your prophet. And he writes, Pagoyim lo yitchashav. So even though it says, Kol ha-goyim ka'ayin negdo, he says they're not considered to be part of those goyim. Sorry. Rabbi Lazar Rami. There seems to be a contradiction in the pasuk. On the one hand, it says, Tov Hashem lakol. Kadosh Baruch Hu is good to everybody. On the other end, it says, Tov Hashem lakovav. Hashem is good to those who are sitting and hoping for his chesed. So how does it say everybody? Says the Gemara, there's no problem. Look at the situation. A guy has a whole orchard. So he's got to turn on the sprinklers. Turn on the sprinklers. The entire orchard gets sprinkled. Now, but when it comes that he has to go around, he has to dig around the roots of his tree, he only goes around the trees that are worthwhile. So he takes his hoe only to each tree individually, here too, Tov Hashem Lekovav. Okay, moving on to the mission. So, we said, Leficha kol echad v'echad is chayef to say, b'shvili nivra olam. And then, it says at the end, ba'abod v'sha'im rina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, apparently it's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy when the people who are Rishayim are destroyed. So we tell the Eidim, listen, don't think that you should actually say you're not going to put your life on the line to kill someone. You'd rather be punished because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see this person die. On the contrary, Ba'abodu Shayim Rina. Okay, so that actually is fascinating because that pasuk Ba'abodu Shayim Rina came up with the death of Achav. And when Achav was killed, so it said, Vaya'avar harina b'machaneh. Apparently, people were very happy. That's weird. It doesn't say Rina. It says Harina, as if we're waiting for a particular kind of joy. Omer of Acha Bar Chanina, exactly. That pasuk, Ba'abod Rishayim Rina, that means Ba'abod Achav Ben Omri Rina, that people were waiting, that this should happen. This guy is such a terrible Russia. That they were waiting for the Rina that Shlomo HaMelech had predicted would fall upon him. And remember, I mean, this is very, it's not such a long time between Shlomo HaMelech and Achav. So when he wrote it, people were already thinking that it should be applicable directly to Achav. But wait a minute. Ba'abod Rishayim Rina? Are you saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy when Rishayim die? Remember that we have this amazing pasuk when Yehoshaphat went out and he was going to fight the Bnei Amon. So it says, "B'tzeit lifnei achalutz," as they were going out in front of the army. So the Levim said, "Haydu l'Hashem ki le'olam chazdai." Now you notice that it misses the words. These were the Levim that were singing, they were singing in the Beis HaMikdash, the regular Tehillim. Why did they leave out Kitov? בהודעה זו כי טוב, לפי שאין הקדוש ברוך שמח במעלתן של רשעים. So they didn't want to say that the destruction, assuming that he's going to be victorious when Yehoshaphat will destroy Bnei Ammon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees this as part of his teva to destroy the Bnei Ammon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy that anybody dies, even the Rishoyim. And we know that the Omer B'Shmuel Bar Nachman, Omer Rabbi Yonatan, we know what the first mocker of this is in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mai dechtiv v'lo karav zeh al zeh kol ha'layla. So the Pashtus over there means that there was the separation between the Mitzrim that were chasing after Bnei Yisrael and the Bnei Yisrael. If we darshan zeh el zeh, so where do we have that lashon v'kora zeh el zeh v'yamar? So the lo korav zeh el zeh means that the malachim that usually would be kora zeh el zeh v'yamar, kadosh, kadosh, thank Shira, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this teaches us they didn't sing Shira. So באותה שעה ביקשו מלאכי השרת לומר שירה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, such a beautiful mace that all of the Mitzrim are drowning. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, are you crazy? מעשה ידי טובים בים, this is my work, and they're drowning in the ים over here, and you guys are singing. אתם אומרים שירה לפני, so be ashamed of yourself. All right, so that's the same idea as the story of Yehoshaphat, the Mokar in the Torah itself. So why does it say Ba'abod Rishayim Rina? Om Reb Yossi Bar Chanina, it doesn't say he's happy, does it? It says people are happy. Well, who he knows says God isn't happy, but he gets other people to be happy. Aval Acherim Mesis. So everybody that was there, they were so happy to hear. Dekanami Dechtiv Yasis. And that you notice that it's so interesting. It says the Ferish, Kasher Sos Hashem Alechem, Lehitiv Lechem, Larbot Etchem, Ken Yasis Hashem Alechem. That doesn't make sense. It shouldn't say Yasis, it should say Yasus. So, the grammar is crazy. No, that's the whole point. He's only Mesis. Look, that's the closest he can get. He used to be so happy at being good for you and helping you and loving you. So now we'll make others happy at your being miserable, you know, to destroy you. But of course, he, Chas v'Shalom, won't feel any joy at that. Lokativ Yasus, Shvamina. Anyway, continues the story. So then it's very strange that as after Achav was killed, so it said that they took the Merkava that he was riding in, and they washed it out, so they hosed it down in the area where they had given the Nevius, Izevel was gonna, her blood was gonna be licked and so on. So what happened over there is that they washed his Merkava down right there by that Brecha in Shomron. And it says that the Zonot were washing in his blood. Very strange. Zonot are washing in his blood. What do whores have to do with washing in blood? Omar Rebbe Elazar. No. Yeah, don't read that as Zonot. Read that as Chezionot. That this blood actually washed away, meaning that it made us realize that they had finally been Mekuyim, that there were two Chezionot of Nevi'im about Acha. One was Michayel, and one was Elio, because Michayo, they asked, should he go out or not? And Michayo said, he's going to be killed. And I'll tell you right now, Im Shov Tashuv V'Shalom, Lo Dibar Hashem Bi. You'll see, if he comes back in one piece, that's a sign that I'm an Avi Sheker. So fine, lock me up and let's see. So that was Michayo's. And Elio had also said, Im Kom Asher L'Kaku HaKlavim Adam Navot, that's where they're going to do, the dogs are going to lick your blood too. So that was B'makom. That was because all of this was because of the blood of Navot when he went and he killed Navot, or Izevel had Navot killed in order for him to be able to take away from Navot, which he wanted Navot to sell. Navot refused to sell it. So because Navot supposedly had been murdered by Malchus, so now the Kerem goes and all of his property goes to the king. Rava said, no, it means zonot. It doesn't mean chesionot, but you'll say, what in the world would zonot be doing when they're washing down his chariot? It doesn't make any sense. Well, it is like this. Achav was very cold, had very little sexual desire, and Izebel wanted to turn him on. So what did she do? So she put on his Merkava, she put like these little statues of these whores that were supposed to turn him on as he's riding. And that way she figures he'll get all excited in the war, he'll come back and make love to her. So this way, Kadesh Yireh Otam V'Yitchamem, I'll turn him on. So it means that the Zonot, that is to say, these little statues on the Zonot, were washed with his blood. That's the point. V'ish mashach bekeshet l'tumo v'yakeh. So there was they weren't even aiming at him. And somebody just drew his bow. The tumo means without particularly aiming, and killed Achav. Rabbi Lazar Amar, this means, Pashtus is, that it's lefi tumo, meaning he wasn't aiming. Rava says letumo means letameim, in order to fill the shtei chezionot that we were just talking about. Achat shel Michayu, v'achat shel Eliyahu. K'tiv ha'yikra Achav el Avadya, Avadyahu asher al habayit. So Achav calls Avadyahu, and all of a sudden, it says, V'Avadyahu haya yorei et Hashem ma'od. So what is one after with the other? Achav is calling him, and now you have to mention that it was yorei et Hashem ma'od. This is because, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer lei Achav, taina to Avadyahu. V'Yaakov Avinu, it says, Nichashti v'yavorachini Hashem b'golach. By Yosef, it says, Vayivorech Hashem et Beit HaMitzri Biglal Yosef. So that means that even these Goyisha kings, they took a tzaddik, and because of the tzaddik, the whole bias was blessed. I don't have any blessing. I chose you because I thought that you were a tzaddik. Now I see you're a phony because I didn't get any blessing. So Beit HaDu Gavrilo Ayamivra. Apparently, Shema lo yore Elohim ata. So maybe this is all a show. At that moment, yatsta bat ko v'yamra v'elvadi haya yore et Hashem ma'od. Avo beitor shel Achav enu mezumen lebracha. This household of such a person is not roi for a brocha at all. There's nothing in you that could bring brocha to a house like yours. Omer Rabbi Abba, you notice that Godo shenemar b'avadyo Yotemi Mashinema by Avraham? It's incredible. By Avraham, it doesn't say that is Yorei Hashem Ma'od. Loktiv Ma'od. It only says Yorei Elogimata. Doesn't say Ma'od. Masha Enkin. When it comes to Ovadia, it says that it was Ma'od. So apparently, there is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala about Ovadia that is even greater than what he said about Avram. Of course, Avram was right in front of him, so you're only saying miksa shvacho. But the point is that lemaisa, what it says in a pasuk, is an incredible thing, that there should be a person who was essentially, he began as a goy, he became a ger, but we'll see that he was from Edain. Omer Rebbe Yitzchak, b'pnei ma zacha ovadyo l'neviut. Normally, the neviut has to be given only to miuchasim. How was he zacha to this madriga? It's because of what he did. He risked his life, and he took care of these 100 Nevi'im right there in the place where they were killing all the Nevi'im. She had killed all of the Nevi'im. He hid them 50 ish b'mara, and he used to bring them food. How come he did it that way? Why only 50? I mean, why not just take everybody into a big underground cavern? Omar Rabbi Elazar, Yaakov Lamat. Yaakov Avinu, what did he do? He split split all of his people into two machanot, and he said it this way. So if Izebel would have found one of these ma'arot, so then there would still be a chance to save the other ones. Rabbi Abo Omar, did it ever occur to you that maybe he didn't have a big enough cave? Like, we're making all of this big deal, you know? I mean, it's possible. Like, what do you want? Chazon Ovadia Kol Amar Hashem Elokim LeEdom. So the whole destruction of Edom is given over through the Nevi'ahs of Ovadia. Why precisely? Ma'ishna Ovadia LeEdom. The only record that we have of the things that Ovadia said was this chazon about the destruction of Edom. So like this is his whole mitzias, is his, will be why him? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look at this. Ovadia, he lived with Achav and Izevel. He had to be with them, talk with them, give them advice, be involved with their life. You imagine what torture that was for a person who was a tzaddik in Yorei Shamayim. V'lo lamad mimaaseihem, despite all of this, this need to be machlif them and so on, never did he learn from them in any way. Let him be the one that brings down the devias of the destruction on Esav HaRasha, Shadar ben Shnei Tzadikim. There he was, yeah, two parents, Yitzchak and Rivka, who gave their lives to be able to make him a Yorei Shamayim, v'lo lamad mimaaseihem. So therefore, he's the perfect one. The guy that should go to talk about the destruction of Esav is the one who is the mirror image of Esav himself. Omer Ephraim Mikshaat Talmidosh Rabbi Meir, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Ovadia himself, the reason that he was given this job of the Nevi'ahs for the destruction of Edom is because he himself had been born as a Edomi, and then he became a ger. And that's what people say. Hainu de amre inche. Mineu be abba, nezel be narga. From the same exact forest that the axe is going to cut down, that's where the handle of the axe was manufactured. So it's exactly the same thing. He was there, and he was the one that ended up destroying them, so to speak, with his Nevi'ahs. We find the same issue by Moab. Vayach et Moab. So David HaMelech, he completely, I mean, really smashed them. And then he had different, the people that were had survived. So the prisoners, he took and he would put down a rope and whatever, that's, there's a machlok is exactly what it means. What does it mean? Vayimadadim. But in some way he selected, he used ropes to select which ones he was going to kill. And what happened was all of this was basically a nekoma of David for the fact that instead of protecting his family, which he had promised to do, instead he murdered the family of David. So this was all, it was some type of selection. We know how much we feel about the Nazi selection, that itself is an evil. So he wanted to treat them in that way. So Omar Rabbi Yochanan, why David HaMelech to treat Moab with such harshness? So Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon Shimon Bar Yochai, this is basically the way people say, Mineu be Abba, Lezo be Narga. It's the same idea that we spoke about Ovadia. Ki atar evdimi Omar, there's another saying. The other saying is, yarech mitocha masrachat. So when you have a piece of meat, it's the thickest part where the heat inside can't dissipate that starts to rot first. And the same thing is true over here. The rot comes from the inside. Alright, so we're talking about Moab. We're talking about the fact that David HaMelech came from Moab, and therefore he's the one that would destroy Moab. So while we're at it, remember the whole story of Mesha Melech Moab. He takes his Bechor, and he brings his Bechor, and this Bechor was the one that was designated to be the next Melech, Asher Yimloch Tachtav, and he brings him up as a korban on the walls of the city. So Rav Shmuel argued. So Chadomar, he did this as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mavakish Rachamim, that he shouldn't be destroyed. But Chadomar L'shem Avodah Zorah. So Bishla B'Laman Di'omar L'shem Shamayim, that explains why the Pasuk writes after he did that, Vayi Ketzev Gadol Al Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very angry at Klal Yisrael. So apparently he was angry at the fact that Maisha was ready to be makriv of his son, even though obviously that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So, okay, so he didn't know that there's something wrong with human sacrifice. That's the way that they worship their God. So he thought this is the way that he would placate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the problem. But the thing is that he recognizes that he has to turn to Hashem. And you guys don't have the brains to turn to Hashem. You go to Avodah Zarah. So that made HaKadosh Baruch Hu very angry. But if it's talking about like the Mandi Omar, who says that he brought this sacrifice to an Avodah Zarah, so why was there a ketzef against Yisroel? It should be a ketzef against Moab, not against Yisroel. That's good, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi points out an incredible contradiction in Yechezkel. So on the one hand it says, Uchemishpatei ha-goyim asher sevivotechem lo asitem. You didn't even do like the goyim around you. And in another pasuk, also in Yechezkel, it says, Uchemishpatei ha-goyim asher sevivotechem asitem. I don't understand. Which way is it? You did do or you did not do? Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's the whole point. You didn't do like the decent goyim. So kimet tukanim shebem lo asitem. Instead, you chose the worst of them. Kimikukalim shebem asitem. So what'd you do? You don't. All right, Mela, you want to go to church, you know, and bring some incense in church. Mela, okay. But instead, you choose to actually sacrifice your children to these idols. So mikukalim shebem asitem. So when Meshem Melech Moav did that, that reminded HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the way you idiots behave. Okay, so then already once we're talking about that pasuk, so because of that, v'yisu me'elav, so the army of Bnei Yisrael, they left him alone, and v'yashuvu la'aretz, they went back to the aretz. What does that mean, to the aretz? Amar Rabbi Chanina, it means botar sha'a yardu rishayim shi'Yisrael l'madrega ha'tachtona. It doesn't say la'artzam. It says they went down, they sunk down into the ground. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, it was because they had been sunk to such a low madriga. V'hanara yafa admo. Some say the reason that we have this little piece over here is in order to be able to end the parak with something nice, because we don't want to end it with these words that Klal Yisrael sunk to the ground. Others say because Richie is going to be saying on it, Yipali Neder and Hadron Halach, so we wanted to remind him of the beauty of things. And others say that because it's we were talking about Ma'od. So maybe there's an Indian of Ma'od. So it says here, Anarayafa ad Ma'od. What, getting back to Avishaga Shunamit, ad Ma'od. So Rabbi Chanina Bar Popa, ad Ma'od. That's nothing. Adlayan Lohi, Lohi Giel Chatzi official Sora. She wasn't even half as beautiful as Sora, because by Sora, here by Avishag, it says she was only beautiful up until Ma'od. But lo Ma'od, it doesn't say she was beautiful. Mashenkin by Sora, it says Ma'od. When she came to Mitzrayim, it says that she was very beautiful. Yafahi Ma'od, that's when she was taken to Paro. And that's the difference between the most beautiful of all of the young Beitens that was brought to David HaMelech versus Imenu Sarah. Hadron Halach Echadine Momenas. Lovely, lovely. No, we'll have to start. I mean, if Richie says we have to go, we can't go against the Dibur that was Yetze Mipiv. So hayu botkin otan b'sheva chakirot. So now we get up to the dinim of the witnesses. How do we do the chakirot? Remember that we have both chakirot and betikot. The chakirot are the things that are nogea, the dinim of making the made zomimim, to be able to establish precisely when and where they are being made. Okay, rabotai, bezrat Hashem. I'm looking forward to being able to learn with you tomorrow. בשעה טובה ובסביבות טובות, הנה אל משורתי, אפתח ולא אפחד, סיוע.